This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to another Glow Show podcast, a Joy 94.9 exclusive podcast. I am Jason Gipps, Joy production manager and one of the presenters of the Glow Show podcast, and graced by the presence of Jen Dixon, LGBTI portfolio manager. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Jason.
And Gabby Glow.
You confused me. I thought it was going to be me, and well, then it was Jen, and now it's me.
I like to mix things.
Confused.
I like to mix things up a bit.
Hey, just going in priority of importance.
Oh,
Gab, you know,
and rank.
Wow. No, I think it's because you've got such a long-lasting. Such a long-lasting presence in the LGBTI community. I wanted to share the load a little bit.
Okay.
How are you both?
Very, very good, thanks.
I'm awesome.
Why is that? Anything particular?
Well,
good weekend?
There's a holiday coming up.
There is.
For me.
AFL Grand Final.
For me.
Oh, right.
Not for the world.
I was being self-indulgent. I was thinking about myself again.
Yeah. Well, there is the AFL Grand Final, but I don't care about that.
No?
No, my team's not in
it. Well, she did until last week.
We won't mention it. I will not mention it.
Who was your team?
I can't say.
You can't say? Well, you did a little bit better than the Bombers, for sure.
Yes, meow.
Yeah, we're going to wait until 2018 before we talk about them again. Mm-hmm. But today we're here to speak more so about everything that's happening around the postal survey, I guess, and some of the difficulties that the community are experiencing around that. Do you want to give us a little bit of insight of where we're going to pick off, Gabby?
Well, we wanted to have a discussion about it because I see a lot of things on social media where the Gabby Glow Facebook page is getting tagged in it.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that I'm getting tagged in, I'm interested in hearing about them, of course, but there's not any criminal offence occurring, so there's nothing really that Victoria Police can do.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure that there was some advice going out through Victoria Police.
Yeah. We see you as our one-stop shop, don't we, Gabby?
I know.
Hence the podcast coming back.
A lot of the time, I don't even know what the response is meant to be, so I've done a lot of research and I've contacted the Australian Bureau of Statistics and the people that have basically put out this survey to see what their response is, because things are going on in the community, things are happening with the surveys, and we need to be able to give a response to people to advise them on what to do.
Right. So what are some of the community's main concerns around this survey? Why are they contacting you? What are they asking?
They want to know answers to certain questions. So, for example, someone is finding a bunch of either destroyed surveys.
Wow.
Or a pile of undelivered surveys, and they don't know what to do with them. So is it a criminal offence? Can they report it to police? What should they be doing? Should they be leaving them there? Should they be picking them up? So, I mean, there's a lot of things we should be looking at.
Things you'd be quite cautious about that, wouldn't you? Because you found a whole heap of surveys there. You don't want to be seen as someone that's taken them
exactly.
or dropped them where they've been placed. That's so right. You don't want to involve yourself in what could be a crime scene.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it's a criminal offence if mail is tampered with or removed from letterboxes or destroyed. That is a criminal offence. Particularly, we want someone to report it to Victoria Police if they see someone doing that.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you see someone going through letterboxes and removing mail or walking down the street ripping things up or throwing them on the ground, we want to know about that. You can report that to us. You can take, if it's safe, take a photo of them.
Yeah.
You can report that through Crime Stoppers, or if you see it immediately in front of you, ring 000 and report it. But if you are locating these surveys on the ground, that's not really something Victoria Police can get involved in.
Sure.
That's something that you should be reporting back through the ABS, and we can give you a website in a minute, because they need to know, first of all, that these surveys haven't been delivered to the letterboxes they need to go to. So the people haven't received them.
Sure.
Or they have received them, but then they've been removed. So
they might need to do a rerun of the
And that's
the
basically what they can do between now and a certain date, which I think you have on the other side of that piece of paper.
Thank you. Had to cough at just the right moment.
Yeah, there's a few dates that I've given you. So between now and a certain date, you can have your survey reissued to you.
Yeah. So you can request a new survey to be sent to you by October 20th, and you must post your survey by October the 27th. So there is a little bit of time there, but definitely be on the lookout to make sure that you've, if you haven't received it, I'd be asking some questions by now as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think the ABS have come out and said that if you haven't received it as yet, then you should probably get in contact because, I mean, I think on Facebook, most of us by now, you know, neighbours or friends in the area will check in and say, oh, I've received mine.
Yeah,
people are posting a lot of it. But
have you both received yours?
Well, I did, but actually I had received mine about a week later than everybody else in my area. So,
right, really?
Yeah, okay, and I was about to call them, but I got it the next day, so that was good.
I got mine, I think, on Thursday last week, so mine was quite late as well.
Yeah. Mine was too, and I was a little concerned because I'm a silent voter. A lot of police members are silent voters because we have to keep our details off the electoral roll.
Does that mean it'll still be sent to you with your name on it, but you have to then apply for a silent envelope, or does it come to you without your name on it?
It comes with my name on the delivery envelope, but when it's returned, there's no identifying features on it.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. But mine only came late last week like yours, Jen, and I was thinking, well, what if it doesn't come? I was concerned, but I was very, very happy to have it, see it arrive in my letterbox, and I ticked the box that I wanted to tick, which I'm assuming I'm not going to say, but I'm assuming you know what that is. And then, you know, took the selfie as I posted it, as everyone's supposed to be doing. I was very happy.
Yeah, we dropped ours off in the mailbox yesterday. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, absolutely.
So with the scenario we were just talking about, if you do locate some surveys that don't belong to you and you need to contact someone, I can give you the website and we'll post that with the podcast as well.
Yes,
so it's there.
Sure.
But it's basically marriagesurvey.abs.gov/safeguards.
And I was just looking at that link earlier on. I believe it's the same link, and you can actually apply for a silent vote there if you want to as well.
There's a whole heap of different options.
Yeah. But get onto it quick.
Yeah. So almost anything that's going on with the postal vote, if you have questions, that's a website to go to because it has links, it's got answers, it's got referrals. So if you don't know what to do.
Why did this have to happen in the first place? I wonder what the answer is for that one.
I don't know if I have the answer to that, but that's a really good link to go to. So any questions, go there first. If they don't have the answer, then we can go on to the, what's the AEC? What's that one? The Australian Electoral Commission website.
Look, it's obvious that the whole situation is causing unease in the LGBTI community and our allies. So I guess that kind of escalates the concern and the questions that you as a GLO are going to receive from the public because there's so much in the media. There are so many, things that are sort of pulling at the heartstrings and confusing us and we don't know what to believe sometimes. So no doubt that those things are sort of going to be made present to you and the other GLOs, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, the debate is giving people a bit more confidence to voice their views. And often those views are quite negative. And sometimes it's both sides of the argument of the debate. So the yes and the no campaign, there might be people overstepping a little bit. I mean, for example, very recently, someone lit a rainbow flag on fire.
Wow.
That was in someone's front yard or attached to their front gate or something
really?
Like that.
Really? Wow.
And so it's been reported to police, which is fantastic because we want you to do that. That's definitely a criminal offence.
But that's someone's private property, really.
Yes. So that would be most likely the offence of criminal damage. So we would investigate that and would be
reported. That even endangers lives, right? If you set fire to a flag that's hanging off a house, who knows how bad that could, could end up. Yeah.
Yeah, it could endanger the property, the entire house. It could endanger lives within the property. So that's a serious offence.
Mm.
And so there are things that are occurring. There are some assaults that we are aware of that's resulted from, we're assuming from the debate because of what's been said during the assaults and things that people are saying. So I can't say they're directly linked to this debate, but they're certainly.
But how often do those things, do those things happen generally? Like in 2017, so, how often would a rainbow flag be set alight, before this even became, news?
I'm not aware of that ever happening. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know everything that goes on, but I certainly haven't heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some things that I guess are more obviously directly related to the debate, but there's other reports that we know. There's a lot of things that go underreported, especially in terms of prejudice-motivated crime and incidents. And I think around this time, we've seen a greater increase in reporting, but it's still not enough for us to be able to really speak confidently to it.
Yeah.
We've definitely been putting information out there to the GLOs around what they can do in certain situations to provide them with greater knowledge and support. But we know that there's a lot of crime that goes unreported, and it might just be it can vary, you know. It's not all ends of the spectrum, and so we definitely encourage everybody to if anything they, whether they perceive it to be a prejudice motivated crime, and that could be, you know, basically a prejudice motivated crime is just when somebody's targeting a person based on certain characteristics, and that could be their sexuality, their gender, their race, could be a variety of things. And if somebody feels that they've been targeted because of that, then they should take that to police. Sure. And then police obviously will go through, you know, the questioning, and Gabe can speak more to the operational side of things. But there's obviously there's parts that we look at to ensure that that's being followed up correctly.
So the community's definitely got some people on their side, obviously Vic Police, and questions can be answered via the ABS and the Electoral Commission. But it's still a bit of a scary time, isn't it, Gabby?
Absolutely. And one more incident or event that I'm aware of, which I saw again linked on Facebook or an online
social media platform. Very ABC.
Yes.
Well done.
Was someone posting a picture of themselves with a number of surveys, which obviously can't all belong to that person, and saying, "I am voting a certain way" on all these surveys.
Wow.
So there has to be, we have to look at it as there's got to be some kind of theft involved, or how are they obtaining all these surveys? Because we're only given one per person. And then, okay, if that's a theft, there's also some kind of a crime, I'm assuming, in relation to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, because there's got to be an offence somewhere in there, a Commonwealth offence.
Even if that person was delivering them and pretending that they were going to mark something on those, it's probably still not the way to handle mail, and that there'd be an offence there anyway, because, you know, the Australia Post are entrusting that person with that responsibility.
Yeah. So in that kind of circumstance, and there'd be similar sorts of things going on that people would be aware of, we advise that you report that to the Australian Federal Police, because it's a Commonwealth offence, and it's involving mail, it's involving some kind of theft with mail or tampering with mail, but it's also in a lot of occasions we may not know where that person lives, and Victoria Police deals with offences within Victoria. If they could live anywhere within the state of Australia, and so Australian Federal Police would then look into that kind of incident. So that's not something to report to Victoria Police, but Federal Police are the ones to go for something like that.
Fantastic.
And we'll include the link to that.
Good to know you're on our side, Gabby and Jen.
We're trying.
Although I think you are.
I mean, it's this kind
we
of
do
thing,
our best, Jason. Come on.
Because this isn't something that we've experienced before. We haven't gone through anything like this.
Yeah.
We're all on our
toes,
learning
in a way,
trying to figure out what's going on, how to respond to these things. Some of these things that we're becoming aware of are not something we've witnessed before. So we've got to make sure we know what kind of laws apply. Is there a criminal offence? Is there a federal offence? And then who do we refer people onto? So the websites that we're going to have linked to this podcast will help people answer the questions that they have, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, do you want to remind us for a moment how people can find you on Facebook?
Oh, yes. I think I know the answer
Might
to that one.
Might be quite
one.
Easy.
So Gabby Glow, so GLLO, is the Facebook page for myself. And
excellent. You posted last week's podcast, which is good.
Yes, and this one will be going up soon.
Sending a like to that.
Yeah, and so that's how the Victoria Police Glows promote ourselves and talk about the things that we're doing and the events that we're going to, and promote the Glow Show podcast.
Brilliant. And obviously you can contact your local Glow at your local police station.
Yeah, and find the link on the Victoria Police website. Just type in GLLO and there'll be a current list, which is updated every month by Jen. Mm-hmm. What's the number at now?
It's about 220.
Right.
Glows at the
Fantastic.
Moment.
All around the state.
Plenty of people to turn to.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, Gabby, thank you so much for joining me today to sort of give us a bit more insight around the postal survey and what we can do and who we can contact if we've got any concerns about mail being tampered or perhaps property being damaged. It's making a little bit more sense now. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
No problem. And never hesitate in contacting the Glows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you going, by the way, Gabby? Where's your holiday? For how long? Or is that top secret as well?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I'm going to have to put the Glow page to sleep.
Oh, no.
The Gabby Glow page to sleep
while
I'm away.
Can you just throw it to Jen so she can do the work for you?
I know.
We've
got certain restrictions.
Jen likes having added things to her list.
I need some sleep every now and again.
It's having a 3-week break. So the Gabby Glow page is also going on holidays.
That's what scheduled posts are for anyway. Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/theglowshow to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.